They were the first farmers in America, growing the crops, fruits, and vegetables to sustain their tribe, as well as some famous visitors in the fall of 1804. The story is next when the American Countryside returns after this.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
They were the first farmers in America and one of the largest tribes on the Northern Plains.
We're an Onislaunt Indian village. It was the smallest of the Mandan villages, about 1,000 to 1,500 people. At the time it was inhabited, there were 7 Mandan villages within about a 20-mile stretch of the Missouri River.
Tracy Potter shares the story from the Onislaunt village, which was built around the year 1575. But the Mandan tribe had probably been here for about 1,000 years.
The only thing that ended their reign here was smallpox. And when that came in 1781, it devastated the Mandan. About 80% of them died. The remainder left this area and became refugees, moved up north. That's where Lewis and Clark met them.
The Mandan that survived the smallpox epidemic met Lewis and Clark in the fall of 1804 when they arrived in the area.
Shehake Shote, the white coyote, or Shehake, he was a young man here in this village. He was born here in 1766, so he would have been about 15 when the smallpox came. He moved north with the last chief of this village, Good Boy, and sometime he became the chief of the Mandan.
Shehake and the Mandan tribe were good hosts and became good friends with the Americans. In fact, when the party made their return here in 1806, Shehake and his family joined the trip.
When the other chief said, no, it's too dangerous, the Sioux will kill us, he recognized that it was dangerous, but he agreed to go. I think he felt that it was a matter of patriotism to his people, that alliance with the Americans would be so powerful, so important, that he'd risk his own life and that of his child.
The chief of the great tribe of the Northern Plains met the leader of the country, Thomas Jefferson, sent Lewis and Clark to Mandan country. Shehake died in 1812 in a battle with the Hidatsa tribe. Traveling the countryside at the Mandans, Onislaunt Village, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.